in the course of our series of footprints on the sense of time, I've come to speak about my mother. It may remind you of your mother. For my message is to all mothers, as well as to all who have mothers. For it is my firm conviction that practically, no matter how much we do for mothers, we hardly can ever repay the debt we owe to mothers. And also, I want to impress on you here what a great role mothers can play in the lives of their children. It is said that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So it is. Napoleon almost became the conqueror of the whole of Europe, and he had a good mother. A mother who instilled many good values into the son. And I can say the same of my mother, and you surely can say much about your mother. It is so good we can meet tonight to talk about this lovely person, mother. Next to the husband-wife relationship, the mother-child relationship is the most precious and closest, most enduring. Do you agree to this? Think. Yes, what have you done for mother? I have a poem here which I've read before, but it is good. We have a little revision. A poem by Jane Taylor, and as we listen, may God touch our heartstrings. My mother, who fed me from her gentle breast and hushed me in her arms to rest, and on my cheek sweet kisses pressed. My mother, your mother, when sleep forsook my open eye, who was it sung sweet lullaby and rocked me that I should not cry? My mother, who sat and watched my infant head when sleeping in my cradle bed, and tears of sweet affection shed? My mother, when pain and sickness made me cry, who gazed upon my heavy eye and wept for fear that I should die? Mother, who ran to help me when I fell, and would some pretty story tell, or kiss the pot to make it well? My mother, who taught my infant lips to pray, to love God's holy word and day, and walk in wisdom's pleasant way? My mother, and can I ever cease to be affectionate and kind to thee, who was so very kind to me? My mother. You see, as you hear these things and ponder, how many here already have thoughts of regret because mother is no more? Or mother is estranged, how sad. If so, there is still hope. Yes, there is yet hope. Oh no, the thought I cannot bear, and if God please my life to spare, I hope I shall reward thy care, O mother. Now this is forward thinking. When thou art feeble, old, and grey, my healthy arm shall be thy stay, and I will soothe thy pains away. Dear mother,
When I see thee hang thy head, 'twill be my turn to watch thy bed, and tears of sweet affection shed, dear Baba Jane Taylor. Thank God for Jane Taylor. Those who wish to have this poem, there are copies here, about 40, so first come, first served. Mother left us 60 years ago, so it's a long time. And sometimes it is difficult to think of what mother was like, you know, after 60 years. Not easy, especially to try and remember childhood days with mother. And it is only some very special memories that come back. The first 10 years of my school life, we lived away from mother. Father and mother lived in Johor. We lived in Singapore. Now, you say, what's the big deal? It's not far away, isn't it? Please understand, we live in the 30s. And even a taxi fare was something we had to think three times before we spend that taxi fare. So once we go to school, it's 3 months. You don't see or hear father or mother. 3 months. See, what about telephone? Only millionaires in those days had telephone. Telephones didn't become a part of life until the last 10 years, you know. So it is. So once you go, you don't come back. 3 months. The first 2 weeks, my second brother now departed this earth. The two of us will be pining for mother. What do we do? What can we do? Only go to the back of the house by the hedge, and two of us look at each other and think of mother, and we shed a lot of tears. 2 weeks, every term. That was the first 10 years until 1942. So please, the time frame is 1932 to 1942. Now what happened in 1941? The war. How many of you were not born then? Most of you not born then. So you don't know anything about war. Mother saw us through the war. Stood with us, stayed with us, slept with us, comforted us, strengthened us in the faith, prayed through the war. War over, we had 4 years, no school. Wonderful holiday. So, all of us pack up and go back to Johor. Now, of course, I say there is a blessing in disguise. Sweet are the uses of adversity. While we are under the Japanese, we were blessed with the closeness of parents for once. To live together 4 years. No need to go and be away every term, be away for 3 months and then come back. So those days allowed me especially to get close to mother. He said, what about your brothers? Big brother married in Singapore. There is Timothy, huh? Second brother went to Hong Kong, went to China during the Japanese time, got lost. Lost in communication, he eventually returned. 4 years. Where was he? Chongqing. Then from there went to Calcutta, joined the Civil Air Force and was flying back and forth. So I was the eldest. So everything mother wanted is, Xianghua, you come. So we got very close. What did I do? I helped her washing, cooking. There's one favorite dish in my house. Some of you have tasted. Mother taught me. They call it beef jerky. Now, yok kon. You know what that means? You have bak kwa, no? You know bak kwa? This is mad cow bak kwa. Okay? So mother taught me. She taught me how to make cakes. Amazing. So those days, we really bonded very close to mother. 1946. 1946, back to school, Anglo-Chinese school. Of course, you got to go to school, isn't it? That's my last school leaving year. So January the 1st, goodbye, father and mother, goodbye. And that goodbye was goodbye forever to mother. January the 1st, pack my bag, strap the old rally bicycle to the back of the car, on to Singapore. Look back one last time, goodbye. There was mother standing. I'll show you where she was standing. This is in Batu Pahat, and that is a Nansang Yao Fang. There is father in the center, two unknown friends. And there was mother standing, would be where father was, waving. Last goodbye. Who was to dream? And I say this very reverently and very solemnly to all who have mothers. Please treat them well. Appreciate them while you have them. Exactly 9 weeks later, mother departed this earth. 5 days fever. What fever? Nobody knows. After all, sister was doctor, father was doctor. So both two doctors treating one patient, not much effect. So call in the government doctor, the senior doctor. So three doctors. By the fifth day, mother says, "Hey, get ready in my Sunday clothes. I'm going to heaven." Ooh. Shock. Everybody was shocked. What fever? Can you get well? No. God is calling. My friends, the lesson here is be ready. Mother was more than ready. She had run her race, fought her fight, 8 children, all well, hale and hearty, all believers, all saved. She had run her race, did her best, faithful to the end, to father, to the 8 children. God is calling, I'm going, ready. She announced this many hours before she actually went, so there was opportunity for all the church sisters, her ladies' fellowship, women's fellowship, those she always went visitation with, all came. What did they do? They had a glorious prayer meeting, a song service, singing the songs of heaven for several hours, until finally, towards maybe 11 o'clock at night, her mother smiled and said, "I hear music, piano." Smiled and went. All right. That was 8th of March, 1946. My brother Timothy and myself were in Singapore. We knew nothing. 9th of March, early in the morning, no. Downstairs, on the main door. "Dou Xianghua there?" I said, "Yes, that's me. What's the matter?" "Your mother passed away last night. You're wanted back in Batu Pahat." So that's it. You know, the night before, a strange thing. Around about midnight, my brother and I were reading under a lamp. Suddenly the lamp popped black. I said, "Well, bulbs also have a lifespan. Bulbs also must die." So bulbs die. Put new bulb. Then we say, "Time to sleep." Okay. My bed was a mattress on the floor. And to ward off those dengue fever things, I lit a mosquito coil, put it at the foot of the mattress. We went to bed. We slept. Sometime in the night, there was a tremendous fume, suffocating, choking. Wow, what's happened? mattress on fire, switch on the light, there it is, one big patch glowing away. The mosquito coil had fallen onto the mattress. I said, what's happening? Bulb blew, mosquito coil catch fire on the mattress. What's happening? A few hours later came the knock, 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 knock. Mother is gone. I said, those things were rather eerie and uncanny, isn't it? But they happen. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm not superstitious, but I say they happen. So, funeral came and mother was buried. I tell you, the shock of it and the pain of it lasted 10 years. No exaggeration. Don't think of mother. The moment you think, there is a pulling pain in the heart that you cannot describe. The first 2 weeks or so, every morning, my younger sister and myself would ride the bicycle and go to the graveside and sit there and just talk about mother and weep for mother. So that is that kind of a bond. And the greatest wish all the time was, wish mother could come back for us to show her our love, which we never showed adequately. Does this not ring a bell in some of you here? Yes, how we wish mother could come back. I said, don't wish. Let us all treat living mothers as though they had returned from the dead. That is the only way, as I said. No matter how much you do for mothers, it is very difficult to repay them adequately. After I read that poem, what mother has done, can you do the same back to mother? Of course not. What do you do then? So, let me just show you those remaining OHBs and get on with the rest. This is my family. You have to do a bit of guesswork, which is me, which is father. Of course, father is there. In the center is the grand old man, grandfather. Grandfather, another day I'll talk to you more about grandfather. And behind grandfather is my eldest brother, Timothy. And then next to him is mother. And next to mother is me. That's it. And below me is big sister. So here you have the whole family, 8 children. And then this is mother. You like her? Yep. A lady of godly worth. Orphan at 3, brought up by an elder sister. She grew up in the love of Jesus Christ, and her whole life is living for Christ. For husband, for children, until God took her home. There is a very good reason why God took her home, because her work was completed. 8 children, the youngest was already 13, and the rest of us were grown. My elder sister was already a practicing doctor. What else is she needed for? No more. And she was toiling, slaving, burning herself out, self-sacrifice for family every day. She never took one day off, never. Never goes to any place of entertainment, never. No friends except church friends, except those she is befriending to tell them about Jesus Christ. And how many of those ladies who resisted when she had gone, they came to the church and believed. So this is her life. I say, God knew it. Of course. Come home. Come home. You deserve the rest. That's why when she heard the call, she said, I'm going. No regrets. Because her duty had been done. At 11, she was independent. earning her own living. I say, how come? When she was in the church, the English missionaries taught her to do handwork, drawn work, crochet. And with that, she made articles, handkerchiefs, placemats, coasters, tablecloths, sold, supported herself. How old? 11. I say there is virtue in such a person. And that kind of sterling quality is hard to find today. So this is a piece that is still remaining with my sister. Here is another one of mother's handwork. Now mother loved the garden. And when she planted this, it was in the Nansan dispensary. When sister started a dispensary, her own clinic in Singapore, she said, I will remember mother. She took this from Batu Pahat to Singapore and planted in her garden. When she was selling her house, she told my other younger sister, said, hey, come and get this, is mother's lily. I'm going to sell the house and it'll go with the house, but you better have it. So my sister took it, and now she is the proud owner of this beautiful lily. To remember who? Remember sister and remember mother. So these are some of the tender articles and things that keep reminding us of a lady called Mother. Mother was the teller of bedtime stories as well as after-dinner stories. How many of you mothers here tell after-dinner stories? Please do, but tell true stories and tell your own life story and tell how God is good to you. And this is what the mother did. Mother would tell the stories of how she lived, how God was good to her. And of course, all the Bible stories. And among one of those, I will tell you something later. But mother told us all these stories. But father supplemented. He says, you know, when I began to court mother, arrange marriage, you know, when I went to the house, whenever I tried to sit next to her, she moved away. You move there, she moves there. It's like hide and seek. Why? Until wedding, no closeness. I say, old-fashioned? No. God-fashioned. Dear friends, we ought to start a movement, an instruction out of God's word, to stay against the tide, to stand against the onslaught of fleshly culture that is so rampant today. New paper is new filth. Every day, maximum exposure of flesh and flesh and flesh. And to entice young people to get into the sex business, sooner the better. This is a problem today. Not with mother. No. Courtship, be holy. Chastity with godliness is greatest gain. It was a great move that father and mother decided to leave China. It is no easy thing to leave your homeland, but God was in that move. Father, I will tell you much more about father than I can tell you about mother. Father was an ambitious person politically. How foolish. You know what my politician friends tell me? Hey, I give you advice. Huh? I'm a politician, but I'm telling you, one thing you never do is enter politics. Oh, don't. Not worth it. Not worth it. You agree? Yes. Of course, we've appreciate people like B.G. Lee, now the P.M. Lee. Wonderful. Of course, there is got to be some people to do that job, that dirty job, to fight all those underground terrorists and so on, and to see that the nation survives. Very, very important. We thank God for them. Without them, what would we do? But I say, dear friends, we play a different ball game. Right? You and I are in the business of King of Kings. For our kingdom is not on earth. Our kingdom is joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. And that's our main concern. So one day, father and mother said, enough is enough. Twice, father nearly lost his life. Mother says, enough lah. Let's go to Nanyang, better. So they came. Right into the midst of the depression, shortly to follow. And there was a test of resilience and faith for mother. Her prayer to God is, Lord, you save us out of our Egypt. Will you leave us in our Sinai? By the way, it's very close. We live in a place called Sinai. Will you leave us here to starve to death? The answer is impossible. God, who has done the greater work of delivering you out of China into Johor, surely will not allow you to just starve to death. So pray, pray, pray until God sent that license to practice for father to practice by a doctor called Dr. Garlick. Those of you who are in the Bukit Timah, Holland Road area, open your eyes and look. Garlick Avenue. That's the man who gave my father the license. Yes, good man. So there we are. Then we went to Kluang. Whole family moved out of Sinai into Kluang. Wonderful. Sinai, we live in Atap house. Kluang, we live in concrete house. Upgrade, upgrade. Wonderful. And there I saw death first time. One morning I heard a wailing cry at the back door in the back lane. I said, what's the matter? One woman was wailing away, wailing away. I went there, over the door, and there I saw, just there, a dead man. And the woman was clasping his face and calling, come back, come back. I closed the door, quickly went to mother. I said, mother, will he come back? The woman is calling for him. Mother says, no, la. Once you go, no. So I said, what happened to him? Mother says, you know, we all have a soul. His soul will go somewhere. If he's a believer, he'll go to heaven. If he's not a believer, he goes to hell. I said, mother, I don't want to die. I want to be with you. So you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Of course, of course. So these things remain. From a young age, you get taught here. Strengthened in the most holy faith. Even at that time, I was about 7 years old. Seven. But those lessons you do not forget. Mothers here, please, always be ready to give a reason for the faith that is in you. Mothers have a tremendous influence on your children. What are you doing about it? Don't lose the opportunity. Now is the time when you still have young children. Pay that extra attention to their spiritual growth and their understanding, and ensure that all your children come to a position of salvation. I thank God for that. Mother taught me what? The Bible in Teochew. Yeah, how many Teochews here? You got to, you know how to read the Bible in Teochew. Ten Commandments, Teochew. Sing all the hymns, Teochew. And then the classic San Zi Jing. How many of you read San Zi Jing? Three character classics. Wow, I learned it from mother. But that is good. Those things you do not forget. One day in Kluang, mother got a book like this and wrote on the top one line, now you copy. You finish one page, I give you, sorry, 4 pages, I give you 1 cent. I said, that's a good bargain. I don't mind writing. I love writing. That's how I practice my penmanship. Some people look at me and say, you don't write like a doctor. Doctor's writings are illegible, but yours is so nice. I say, I have a mother who taught me, who says, hey, practice 4 pages, 1 cent. I say, very soon I collected a lot of cents. But the main thing is you write better. Mother was a godly lady. And the lessons she taught are not with words, but by life. As they say, you lead by example. You teach by example. One day, unwittingly, I opened the door of a bedroom. And there, in the middle of the room, was Mother knelt there in prayer. I closed the door. That lesson is learned better than any amount of words. You don't need words, right? I say, you mothers, fathers, do you have a time of prayer in private? As the Lord says, you close the door of your room, go to a private place and pray to your Father in heaven in private, and He will reward you openly. Mother did it. I never forget. And the impression and the impact is, Lord, make me a person of prayer. You don't have to learn any other way. You don't have to be told, but that scene, that sight is enough. I want to be like that. Mother was impartial. Otherwise, you can't manage 8 children. You know. But Father was very partial. Father was very. He took me as his favorite and made me the Joseph. Except thing he didn't make me a coat of many colors. But he would tell everybody, this is my favorite son in whom I'm well pleased. And that to me was my greatest burden when I was a child. I couldn't do a thing anyway. So anyhow, there's something for another day. Mother, no partiality. Not one bit. Every child is the same. Excellent mother. You mothers, please don't practice favoritism. So this is mother. Mother, self-sacrifice to the uttermost. No consideration, whatever she can do for father, yes. Absolute submission and obedience to father. Never retaliate, never resist. Total. Not easy, but she did it. One day I thought she was really bearing too much. This was Batu Pahat. I was then about 18 or 19, just before she passed. I said, Mother, one day I get you a house. I will look after you, like the poem says. I will give you a holiday. You don't have a holiday today. And together, we can have a rest that you need. This was good intention, thinking aloud, expressed, but never to be fulfilled. Never to be fulfilled. Does it matter? No, dear friends. Yes and no, of course. Humanly, there's a lot of regret and thinking, if only, if only. But the Lord has got a good verse for all of us here. Let me turn you to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12, verse 48. They came to the Lord Jesus and said, your mother is waiting for you. Then what did he say? Verse 48 of Matthew 12. Jesus said to him and told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever, now this is the key verse, this is the key verse, whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, my mother. Oh, how wonderful a lesson. Is that so? From then, I had a new perception. If I want to do something good for my mother, and of course mother is gone, and there is someone, another lady, old, widow, poor, if I can do something for her, the Lord says, you are doing it for your mother. You get the idea? This is what the Lord says. So remember that. Loving one another is loving mother, brother, father, and so on. So that lesson gave me a lot of comfort. Now a final thing. Two last things. When she passed, you know, the great urge is, hey mother, did you leave behind some words for us? Of course not. She didn't know she was going. What word is there? Nevertheless, I took her Bible. Her Bible is about that size. Turn and turn. Out came a page. And on that piece of paper, written two verses, became very, very precious. I think those two verses were weighing on her heart very much. I say those two verses, most of you will know what it is. John's Gospel 11:25-26. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Wow. When I read it, I say, in her own writing, you know, her own writing. I say, this is the message to all of us. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you have victory over death. I am the resurrection and the life. And this is, as it were, her yearning, her hope, wanting to go to heaven, wanting to look forward to that resurrection day. That's why she could so readily announce to the family, I'm going to heaven. Can you? Yes, story of mother gives us a lot of food for thought. The last one, last story. When mother passed, one song that she used to sing, of course she sang many songs, one song kept coming back to me. Da da dee da da dee, da 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 dee. God is always near me, hearing what I say. Keep on coming again and again. At that time, I was teaching Sunday school in Life Church. And I want to teach to the children, you know. I look, we had about a dozen hymnals. I looked through every hymnal, could not find it. Where to find it? Impossible. Give up. No, we don't give up. When I was in Belfast, I went to an Irish evangelical church, and there, as I come through, lo and behold, Philip Bliss came to me. I want to think this with you in closing. God is always near me, hearing what I say, knowing all my thoughts and deeds, all my work and play. And so I said, mother has left us a legacy of that hymn. So when we compile the hymn book, it is in 521. So I'm going to change the closing hymn so that you will also love this hymn. And to those who have children, mothers, teach them this lovely hymn. God is always near me, hearing what I say, knowing all my thoughts and deeds, all my work and play. God is always near me in the darkest night. He can see me just the same as by midday light. God is always near me, though so young and small. Not a look or deed or thought, but God knows it all. Shall we sing this? You will be blessed. Number 521, let's arise. 521.
God is always near me, hearing what I say, knowing all my thoughts and deeds, all my work and play. is always near me in the darkest night. He can see me just the same as by noonday light. God is always near me, though so young and small. Not a look or word or thought, but God knows it all.
Our Father in heaven, thank Thee for mothers. O Lord, may Thou speak to all mothers here tonight. Impress on them the holy ministry and the wonderful privilege to be mothers, and what great good they can do in young lives entrusted to them. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship and communion and the enabling of the Holy Spirit Comforter be with all of us now and until we see our Savior face to face. Amen. And good night, and God bless you. And I request you, as you leave, please pray for the Sunset Gospel Bible Fellowship. And God willing, the Footprints series will continue the next 6 months until the end of the year. Pray for this. God bless you. Good night.